What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Joining us now, he is Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, your initial thoughts on when the schedule came out last night and what you think of it?
My thought was that it's a 17-game schedule, and all the teams that they're supposed to play, they're going to play. You know, I heard what you were saying just going into the, here. You just don't know what teams are going to be really good, what team's going to lose its quarterback and be terrible.
Right.
You know, who's going to get hot at the end. The Packers made a bunch of teams look really good last year, and they weren't that good. And then, you know, they got hot at the end, and they were the hot team. So it's really hard to say. What I look at is combinations of games, you know, when they're played, what kind of impact it has on their practices, on their recovery, things like that. To me, matter more than who the opponent is and when they play them.
Right, and you talk about the schedule, Tom. There's only two instances in the entire schedule where the Packers aren't either even or have a rest advantage against the other team. They're one of 12 teams that they don't face a team coming off a bye the whole season.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. But that's, you know, that is a benefit. And, you know, the league could have done them wrong. I'm not sure if they can even do it, but, you know, they had two Thursday games. And if they had put them in, separated those Thursday games, they would have had two short weeks
right
during the season.
Yep.
And so what they did was create, you know, a Sunday, a Thursday, then another Thursday, and then 10 days off. So I think they did them pretty well in terms of the schedule, and they gave them the bye in the middle of the year, which is where a lot of teams want it.
I've talked about this in the past, being a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan. When the Bucks were awful for a majority of my life, I always just dreamed of the day that they would play on Christmas Day and couldn't wait for it. And then when they finally got there, I was super excited. And now they're there pretty much every year, and it's not as big of a deal anymore. And then you start thinking about, you know, all the people's lives that are affected, not only the athletes, but the people that work in the stadium, the families, and how that kind of changes everything. You've covered, obviously, Thanksgiving Day games throughout your tenure and some Christmas ones, too. What is the reaction from people in and around the stadium, the players, the coaches, the workers, about playing these games on holidays like this year's Thanksgiving night against the Dolphins?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. So most of the Thanksgiving games I've been to has been in Detroit. And I always find a way to try to, you know, wish all the people who are working there, the ushers and elevator people and people who are serving you, you know, a happy Thanksgiving, and ask them what they're doing. And you know, it's their job, but, you know, in most cases, people are kind of excited about it. You know, at least in Detroit, it's a tradition. I'm not sure what it'll be like in Green Bay for people. regular people, but in Detroit, it's something special. And so I think when people come to work there, they're used to it and they're excited about it. But we'll see what it's like in Green Bay. You know, I just remember the game, you know, when Favre and Rodgers and Starr were there, and it was just kind of a big disappointment for everybody because of the way they played. But it was odd to have a game in Green Bay on Thanksgiving, I think.
And once I saw they were on Thanksgiving, I was like, well, there's no way they're on Christmas. Once the Thanksgiving Day game leaked, I was like, they're not going to make these teams play both holidays, I didn't think. And now you have multiple games on Thanksgiving involving Netflix and so forth. There's been a lot of disdain, I would say, among a lot of sports fans that are NBA and NFL fans of why are you taking their day? That's been the NBA day forever, and now you've kind of essentially ruined it. My idea was, and I want to get your thoughts on this, was if I was Silver, and I know there's TV media money, so it'll never happen, but if I was Silver, what if Adam Silver just got with the Players Association and said, tell you what, if they want to play in our day, no problem. Going forward, everybody is guaranteed off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Christmas and the day after in the league schedule moving forward. I think the Players Association would be ecstatic. I think the people that work at these stadiums would be ecstatic. And it would be a PR win for the NBA.
I understand what you're saying. The thing is are you going to, you know, cave in to the bully that the NFL is?
I don't think that's exactly how
they're acting.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
They're saying, you have Thanksgiving. We don't care. You know, we don't care that it's your tradition. You know, they don't care anymore about high school football and, you know, preseason. They don't care about college football. They're the big bully, and so they're going to do what they want to do. I think the NBA has to be creative, and I'm on the NBA side on this. It's just, that's their day, you know, and it's become their day, and they had something special with that. You know, maybe they just have to hang in there. Maybe those football games won't do as well as they think. I don't know. Are people really going to watch it on Netflix?
I'm not unless the Packers play. And I would assume, even if it is on Netflix, I would assume a local over-the-air channel will get to carry it, even if maybe, you know, they're not, you know, with Netflix. I would assume they'd bid it out for the local people. I don't have Netflix. I'm not buying Netflix to watch NFL games, so right. I will not be one of them, no.
And it's like with the Amazon ones, when I was at work, okay, you know, I put it up on my laptop, but then, you know, I go home and I didn't turn on Amazon Prime or anything like that to watch those games.
That's because we're old, Tom. We're old. That's the difference. True. We're old. And you go ask Charlie, my producer, who's 22. He doesn't even watch regular TV, I don't think. He only watches stuff on his phone. He doesn't even know what regular TV is, Tom. So he wouldn't even have any idea. Hey, I got to ask you one other thing, not concerning the Packers necessarily, but kind of. Yeah. Rodgers and the Jets get 6 primetime games, tied for the most in the NFL. I read a story from the NFL that pretty much says that the Jets owe them one because Rodgers pretty much got hurt right off the bat after they gave him all those primetime games last year early, and they are willing to bet and roll the dice on them again. Do you think it's worth it for the NFL to have them on TV as much as they have them on?
I think there will be some fatigue, maybe by the middle of the season if they're not that competitive. You know, if he's having one of his typical MVP-like seasons, then people will eat it up. And New York is their number one market.
Yep.
So they'll be happy to put him on prime time there. The question to me is how much of a, you know, podium are they giving him for all the other stuff by having him on six times? You know, is everything going to be a halftime thing about him talking about his views on
guaranteed
all kinds of stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, and the only reason, you know, I bring that up is because other players don't get that same platform. You know, he gets it more than anybody else, and, you know, it's not really fair that he gets a platform nobody else does. But I think people would get tired of that. I do know if they're competitive, then they'll hit on those games. They'll be very popular.
It's a big roll of the dice, considering what that team looked like without Rodgers last year, and you know what it's going to look like again if Rodgers gets hurt. And he's not a young guy anymore. I mean, this is an older player. You're not going to recover as quickly when you get hurt as maybe you did back in the day. And they've tried to improve that offensive line in the offseason, and I get that. But I don't think the risk was worth the bang. I would have been all fine. Hey, you want to give him three primetime games? And you could flex him into more at the end of the season if you want. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. I think three probably is a better number than six at this point.
I know that they're up against it with the cap and everything like that. But I would have signed at least three offensive linemen in free agency and drafted at least two guys with, you know, starting potential. If you don't protect him, then what are you doing? You know, I mean, he got killed last year. Part of it was his own fault in that
holding, you know, the ball,
giving up. He had a slant wide open, and like he did so many times here, he gave it up because he doesn't like to throw over the middle. But you know, you got to surround him with an absolute steel wall, and then you're going to get the best out of him if you can do that. You know, but they didn't.
Christmas and the day after in the league schedule moving forward. I think the Players Association would be ecstatic. I think the people that work at these stadiums would be ecstatic. And it would be a PR win for the NBA.
I understand what you're saying. The thing is are you going to, you know, cave in to the bully that the NFL is?
I don't think
exactly how they're acting.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
They're saying you have Thanksgiving. We don't care. You know, we don't care that it's your tradition. You know, they don't care anymore about high school football and,
yep,
and, you know, preseason. They don't care about college football. They're the big bully, and so they're going to do what they want to do. I think the NBA has to be creative, and I'm on the NBA side on this. It's just, that's their day, you know, and it's become their day, and they had something special with that. You know, maybe they just have to hang in there. Maybe those football games won't do as well as they think. I don't know. Are people really going to watch it on Netflix?
I'm not. Not unless the Packers play. And I would assume, even if it is on Netflix, I would assume a local over-the-air channel will get to carry it. Even if maybe, you know, they're not, you know, with Netflix, I would assume they'd bid it out for the local people. I don't have Netflix. I'm not buying Netflix to watch NFL games. So right. I will not be one of them. No.
And it's like with the Amazon ones, when I was at work, okay, you know, I put it up on my laptop. But then, you know, I go home and I didn't turn on Amazon Prime or anything like that to watch those games.
That's because we're old, Tom. We're old. That's the difference. True. We're old. And you go ask Charlie, my producer, who's 22. He doesn't even watch regular TV, I don't think. He only watches stuff on his phone. He doesn't even know what regular TV is, Tom. So he wouldn't even have any idea. Hey, I got to ask you one other thing, not concerning the Packers necessarily, but kind of.
Yeah.
Rodgers and the Jets get six primetime games, tied for the most in the NFL. I read a story from the NFL that pretty much says that the Jets owe them one because Rodgers pretty much got hurt right off the bat after they gave him all those primetime games last year early, and they are willing to bet and roll the dice on them again. Do you think it's worth it for the NFL to have them on TV as much as they have them on?
I think I think there will be some fatigue, maybe by the middle of the season if they're not that competitive. You know, if he's having one of his typical MVP-like seasons, then people will eat it up. And New York is their number one market.
Yep.
So they'll be happy to put him on prime time there. The question to me is how much of a, you know, podium are they giving him for all the other stuff by having him on six times? You know, is everything going to be a halftime thing about him talking about his views on
guaranteed
all kinds of stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, and the only reason, you know, I bring that up is because other players don't get that same platform. You know, he gets it more than anybody else, and, you know, it's not really fair that he gets the platform nobody else does. But I think people would get tired of that. I do know if they're competitive, then they'll hit on those games. They'll be very popular.
It's a big roll of the dice, considering what that team looked like without Rodgers last year, and you know what it's going to look like again if Rodgers gets hurt. And he's not a young guy anymore. I mean, this is an older player. You're not going to recover as quickly when you get hurt as maybe you did back in the day. And they've tried to improve that offensive line in the offseason, and I get that. But I don't think the risk was worth the bang. I would have been all fine. Hey, you want to give him three primetime games? And you can flex him into more at the end of the season if you want. Go ahead, do what you got to do. I think three probably is a better number than six at this point.
I know that they're up against it with the cap and everything like that, but I would have signed at least three offensive linemen in free agency and drafted at least two guys with, you know, starting potential. If you don't protect him, then what are you doing? You know, I mean, he got killed last year. Part of it was his own fault in that
holding the ball,
giving up. He had a slant wide open, and like he did so many times here, he gave it up because he doesn't like to throw over the middle. But you know, you got to surround him with an absolute steel wall, and then you're going to get the best out of him if you can do that. You know, but they didn't. I don't think they did enough on their offensive line. I guess we'll see.
When you covered him, how much of a distraction was his McAfee stuff with the other guys?
I don't think it was a huge distraction. I think it was because most of those guys, I don't think they really watch, you know, McAfee or care about it till we come over and ask them about it.
Sure.
And oh, what did he say? You know, or something like that. I don't think they're consumed about it. But it does take a lot of space just in the organization. Everybody's always thinking about or worried about what he's saying. You know, how much is he flexing? You know, how much are they kowtowing to him about certain things? He has a good way of controlling narrative wherever he is, and I think that was true in Green Bay. And I'm not sure that the McAfee thing had a ton to do with it, but his presence being everywhere had a lot to do with it.
Any word on David Bakhtiari, if he's done or not?
I have not heard that he's done, but what I heard at the time that the Packers released him was that he was a long ways away. Like, he still had quite a bit of healing to do, and they weren't really sure what his timeline would be. So I wouldn't put it past him, but if I was him, I wouldn't play. Why would you play?
That just
sucks. Accomplished everything that you could accomplish except, you know, a Super Bowl. But, you know, you established yourself as one of the best players in the game.
One of the best Packer left tackles, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you're always going to be thought of that. And, you know, think about whether you want to walk later in, you know, when you're 60 or 55 or whatever, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know if he'll play or not.
Just a horrible way to end his career that way. I mean, it just didn't happen 1 year. It's been going on for several years now. Tom Silverside, Packers beat writer of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. One of the best there is, baby. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Take care.
You bet you take care. There he is. Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer for the Journal.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.